This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A school district in Northeast Florida must put back into libraries 36 books as part of a settlement with students and parents who sued over what they said was an unlawful decision to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBTQ+ content. The school board of Nassau County in Florida must restore access to 36 titles, including And Tango Makes Three, a children's picture book based on a true story about two male penguins that raised a chick together at New York's Central Park Zoo. Authors Peter Parnell and Justin Richardson were plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the school district, which is about 35 miles northeast of Jacksonville, along the Georgia border. The suit was one of several challenges to book bans since state lawmakers last year passed and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law legislation making it easier to challenge educational materials that opponents consider obscene. Last month, 6 major publishers and several well-known authors filed a federal lawsuit in Orlando, arguing that some provisions of the law violate the First Amendment rights of publishers, authors, and students. Among the books removed in Nassau County were titles by Toni Morrison, Khaled Hosseini, Jonathan Safran Foer, Jody Picoult, and Alice Siebold. Under the settlement, the school district agreed that And Tango Makes Three is not obscene, is appropriate for students of all ages, and has value related to teaching. Dictionary.com has added hundreds of new words and definitions to the English language lexicon. There are 566 new entries, 348 new definitions, and 2,200 revised definitions, including informal slang terms such as Blur's Day, a day not easily distinguished from other days, or the phenomenon of days running together. Niche rhetorical concepts like axismus, in which one feigns indifference or makes a pretense of refusing something one desires, and foreign loan words, including Jóla bókaflóð, an Icelandic tradition in which books are given as Christmas presents and opened on December 24th, after which the evening is spent reading the books. Grant Barrett, the site's head of lexicography, said, "As you can imagine, recording the ever-changing language is incredibly enjoyable while also being intellectually stimulating. Even though dictionary making is what we do, we're still delighted with the variety, depth, and complexity of this big batch of terms. There's so much that shows how vibrant the language is as it keeps up with changes in culture and society." A woman sustained thermal burns in Yellowstone National Park on Monday afternoon, September 16th. The 60-year-old woman visiting Yellowstone from Windsor, New Hampshire, suffered second and third degree burns to her lower leg while walking in a thermal area near Mallard Lake Trailhead at Old Faithful. The woman was walking off trail against park regulations and signs to stay on marked trails and boardwalks. She and her husband and leashed dog were walking in a thermal area when she walked over and broke through a thin crust over scalding water and burned her leg. The husband and dog were not injured. The woman was evaluated and treated at a park medical clinic and later transported to Eastern Idaho Regional Care Medical Center for further treatment. For the protection of natural features and visitors alike, Yellowstone National Park regulations state that visitors must stay on boardwalks and trails in hydrothermal areas and exercise extreme caution. The ground in those areas is fragile and thin, and there is scalding water just below the surface. Pets are prohibited on boardwalks, hiking trails, in the backcountry, and in thermal areas of the park. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.